Medical tech is the new gold rush for investors during the pandemic. What could go wrong? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. More and more people are seeing their doctors at a distance during the pandemic, and this long-awaited shift to telehealth has investors intrigued. There was already a boom in biotech investing before COVID-19 hit, but now investors are rushing to put money into all kinds of ways to modernize medicine. From Boston, WGBH Radio's Aaron Schachter has more.
Personal medical technology isn't especially new.
Push your fitness further with Fitbit Charge 2, a heart rate and fitness wristband that helps you make the most of all day, workouts, and beyond.
And the wearables are just one facet of health tech. The pandemic has shown that much of healthcare can be delivered at a distance. And there's been a boon in telehealth platforms, online fitness classes, and internet-connected devices that read our vital signs. Harry Glorikian is co-author of Moneyball Medicine, Thriving in the New Data-Driven Healthcare Market.
Before COVID, you really had to look at these things and figure out where the world was going to go, how fast it was going to go there. All of a sudden, now you're giving people, I don't want to say no choice, but now they need these things.
And tech investors want in. Venture capital entities have invested nearly $5.5 billion in medical tech from January through June. That's according to Rock Health, a company that helps digital health startups. But there are those urging caution about the direction these investments take.
All too often, the technology has attempted to re-engineer the process of care rather than leverage the most efficient process of care.
Jed Constance is a healthcare consultant. For example, he says it took years for the developers of medical records technology to get it right because early versions made it difficult for doctors to talk to patients and fill in the required computerized forms. Constance says there's a history of companies creating what's flashy instead of what's practical.
And so the venture capital investor-backed efforts, I have found them to be largely ignorant.
There are also concerns that new health technology could exacerbate disparities in healthcare between rich and poor communities. Dr. Mai Pham is the former chief innovation officer at Medicare's Innovation Center. She says that smartwatches are fun, but the kinds of devices that help most people stay healthy are often more mundane.
Can you develop a tool that will help them track their medications with things that automatically dispense medication for them? And or something that will give their physicians more real-time data on which medications they're actually taking?
According to Rock Health, much of the venture money handed out this year went to companies developing online platforms for more telemedicine, digital pharmacies, fitness classes, and more efficient ways to deliver mental health counseling at a distance.
That's WGBH's Aaron Schachter in Boston. Consulting firm McKinsey says the speed of telehealth adoption, everything from video visits to digital records, means up to $250 billion in healthcare spending could soon be going towards virtual care. And now for some related links. On the other side of the gold rush, there's actually a story from the medical news publication Stat News from just last week, saying that although telemedicine is likely here to stay, telehealth visits are actually dropping fast from the start of the pandemic in the spring. In April, 69% of doctors' visits were virtual. By mid-July, that number had dropped to 21%. So doctors' offices are having to recalibrate their scheduling, and, says the piece, this is exactly the sort of shifting landscape that presents a lot of risk for some of those enthusiastic tourist investors and could be a potential red flag for the $18.5 billion proposed merger between the telemedicine giant Teladoc and healthcare company Livongo, or the planned IPOs of telehealth companies Amwell and MDLive. I guess we'll see. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.